Public Broadcasting Network, Saturday. What day is this anyway? I've been spending some time. Was that? Forests of Colorado, and it's kind of easy to draw a perspective on what happens in the city when you don't really have walls. I picked up a paper today. It's dated 14th. That was today. The let's sign off. You can come up with a little alternative. I'll call you back in a couple minutes.
A little bit and listen to Gerald Smith. Sam, can you put on that first clip, please?
General MacArthur personifies traditional Americanism in its clash with treason, atheistic politics, communism, and the wide variety of anti-Christ manipulations which now prevail. General MacArthur's removal from his Far Eastern command came shortly after he had urged the White House executives to investigate treason in the nation's capital. The very fact that America's greatest soldier statesman could be removed while traitors and spies were sheltered should be enough to challenge every intelligent citizen. Enemies of America's independence have succeeded in preoccupying millions of our citizens with the tempting and seductive opportunities of finance and amusement. The result has been so hypnotic and deadly that only a small percentage of us have paused to take a second look at what has really been taking place. When General MacArthur returned after having been removed from his command, he was greeted and cheered by more human beings than any personality in human history. The leaders of the Christian Nationalist Movement have dedicated themselves to the mobilization of the very people who cheered MacArthur. America could be saved from its potential and present dangers if the citizens who took MacArthur's side could be mobilized into an active, uncompromising political force. The great soldier statesman gave inspiration to our cause when, shortly after his return, he said, "The two greatest symbols in this civilization are the cross and the flag." This statement overwhelmed me. It inspired me, especially in view of the fact that the official organ of the Christian Nationalist Crusade is the magazine, the cross, and the flag. The motive behind the term Christian Nationalist is easy to define and simple to interpret. We believe that the destiny of America in relationship to its governing authority must be kept in the hands of our own people. We must never be governed by alien. We must keep control of our own money and our own blood. In other words, we must remain true to the Declaration of Independence. That is nationalism. Like General MacArthur, we believe that the spiritual symbol of our statesmanship is the cross, which indeed is the symbol of Christianity. We believe that the inspiring dynamic out of which America grew is Christianity. We believe that there would be no real America such as we love and for which we're willing to die if there had been no Christianity. Thus, when a Christian is a nationalist, he becomes necessarily a Christian nationalist. This movement, which now reaches into every state and community in the nation, launched its campaign years ago in relationship to 10 high principles to which we have committed ourselves. The first principle is preserve America as a Christian nation, being conscious of the fact that there is a highly organized campaign to substitute Jewish tradition for Christian tradition. The most powerful Jewish organization in America is the Anti-Defamation League, which has launched a campaign to remove from all public schools any songbook which contains a Christmas carol or any other hymn which mentions the name of Jesus. On March 30, 1956, Rabbi Nodel, one of the prominent rabbis of the nation who heads the leading synagogue of Oregon in Portland, revealed without veneer or even a sugarcoat the basic attitude of organized Jewry toward our Christian traditions. The Portland Oregonian, the state's leading newspaper, carried a report on Rabbi Nodel's address. The article appeared in the Sunday paper, April 1, 1956. The first paragraph of the article reads as follows, I quote, Rabbi Julius J. Nodel, in the role of defense attorney for the Jews of the world, Friday night, branded the New Testament a work of malicious libel, and the story of events leading to Jesus Christ's trial and crucifixion, a dragon seed from which has come misery, bloodshed, and suspicion. End of quotation. There is no hate in my heart, but I would be less than a lover of Christ if I did not resist all attempts now being made to destroy our Christian tradition. The second principle for which we stand reads as follows. Expose, fight, and outlaw communism. We have been the most consistent enemies of communism on a nationwide basis to be found anywhere. When Stalin was alive, the news agency Pravda of Moscow published the names in the spring of 1945 of the Kremlin's five most effective enemies in America. My name was on that list, and when W.Z. Foster, head of the American Communist Party, testified before the Un-American Activities Committee, he confessed that the two chief projects for that particular time consisted first in putting an end to the work of the Un-American Activities Committee of Congress, and second, in combating the influence of Gerald L. K. Smith and the movement he leads. The third principle on which Christian nationalism has built its nationwide movement, safeguard American liberty against the menace of bureaucratic fascism. Bureaucratic fascism has appeared in an American form. It is a cross between Kremlin communism, English-German socialism, Italian fascism, and New Dealism. American fascism, as we now have it, is confiscating independent wealth by way of the income tax and destroying the liberty of the states by way of the Supreme Court. At this very moment, we face the risk of a nine-man fascist dictatorship posing as the Supreme Court of the United States, completely contrary to constitutional traditions. fourth principle. Maintain a government set up by the majority, which abuses no minority, and is abused by no minority. Fight mongrelization in all attempts being made to force the intermixture of the black and white races. True enough, the Constitution guarantees that every citizen shall enjoy the privileges defined therein. No segment of our society must be denied these privileges by force or even majority rule. But we have a situation in America today which splits the majority and transfers to the Supreme Court a tyranny which has been created by the manipulation of minorities. Subversive forces exploiting sentimental nitwits are reading into the Constitution a code of conduct which threatens to mongrelize our race, destroy our racial self-respect, and enslave the white man. The fifth principle. Protect and earmark national resources for our own citizens first. America has given away her reserves. We have bankrupted our economy, our national debt, our state and local government debts, plus our personal debts, far exceed the assessed valuation of every visible piece of property in the United States. This epidemic of economic bloodletting began at a time when Jew internationalists in control of propaganda almost convinced a majority of our people that it was subversive to use the term America First. In fact, during and immediately following World War II, some people who had taken an aggressive stand in defense of America First were incarcerated, indicted, and held up to ridicule, which produced character assassination. Our sixth principle, maintain the George Washington foreign policy, a friendship with all nations, trade with all nations, entangling alliances with none. Our failure to follow the George Washington policy has yielded the fruit of chaos which our foreign policy now portrays. Seven, oppose a world government and a super state. The Christian Nationalist Crusade directs an auxiliary committee known as the Citizens Congressional Committee to abolish the United Nations. We believe that the whole UN project is a subversive conspiracy to destroy our independence. Alger Hiss, the number one exposed traitor, was the executive secretary of the committee which prepared the original charter at Dumbarton Oaks in Washington, D.C., and later brought about the adoption of the charter at San Francisco. The original designer of this subversive charter fought to give us a complete world government in which America would be only a voting state. Thanks to the Christian Nationalist Crusade and those associated with us organically or sympathetically, certain extreme measures were stricken from the original charter. But those who are vigorously determined to destroy our independence and subordinate our beautiful nation to the voting power of a billion aliens, these treasonable manipulators have never given up in their campaign to subdue us and enslave us by way of a world government and a super state. The eighth principle for which we stand reads as follows. Prove that the worker, the farmer, the businessman, the veteran, the unemployed, the aged, and the infirm can enjoy more abundance under the true American system than any alien system. Subversive, superficial nitwits, mind-washed propagandists are always attacking the traditional American economic system of free enterprise. But strange enough, the nations which have embraced Marxist communism and socialism all the way from Russia through Europe to England never give up in their campaign to borrow and use and keep the capitalistic dollars which have been produced under our American system. Not since the creation of the race have human beings prospered and been blessed the way Americans were privileged to exist in the first two centuries of our independence. Anyone who seeks to destroy this economic tradition of abundance should be viewed as a dangerous enemy of America. It is miraculous to observe that this dynamic system of free enterprise has survived in spite of 20 years of socialistic sabotage. Ninth principle. in relationship to immigration. The same conspirators who would destroy our nation and its independence by treason from within or by the establishment of a world government, these same forces are ready to let down the bars and admit the Asiatics, the Africans, and the European multitudes. This campaign to destroy our immigration tradition is supported by every Jewish and communist organization in the world. They're ready to smear and assassinate the character of any state who stands in their way. Fortunately, we have been able to hold the line. But if the wall ever breaks, we will be invaded and destroyed without the firing of a shot. Merely by the act of indiscriminate admission of aliens to our shores. The 10th principle, enforce the Constitution as it pertains to our monetary system. I claim to be no expert on the subject of monetary reform, but the Christian Nationalist Crusade takes its stand with those patriots who insist that we must free our nation from the manipulating chicanery of the money changer, and we must establish a monetary program in complete harmony with the constitutional provision. On these 10 principles, we take our stand, and I defy any cynic or any critic or any objective observer to deny that these 10 principles define traditional Americanism.
This Thanks,
is not
Gerald.
A negative movement. We are not in the business of just being against something. It is our deep conviction that every crusade must commit itself to a great positive. And we must be for that positive even at the risk of life itself. The positive in this crusade is Christianity and the Constitution of the United States. Once we commit ourselves to this great spiritual patriotic implication, we naturally must be known as fighting every symbol, every gesture that appears in opposition to our Christian constitutional tradition. These become our negatives. Negatives are valuable only when they appear in defense of a great positive. Men who are against things without being for great principles serve little constructive value in the affairs of this life. I realize fully that in this brief address there can be no complete thoroughness. What has been said has been so said that it might awaken the listener to a deeper concern and a sharper alert. May I remind you that what has been said here is in fulfillment of the challenge which General MacArthur has given us, as he says, listen not to those voices that are raised against our American tradition, be they from one political party or from the other, be they from the high and the mighty or the lowly and the forgotten. Heed them not. Visit upon them a righteous scorn born of the past sacrifices of your fighting sons and daughters. Repudiate them in the marketplace, on the platform, from the pulpit. Our friends will understand. Those who are not our friends, we can pass by. Be proud to be called national if it means that you love your country above all else and will place your life, if needed, at the service of our flag.
Man, Gerald, that's 60 years ago. You know, you really pretty much spelled things out that are happening to us now. What, you know, 60 years ago, it sounds familiar. There's a lot of things that resonate across time, across this dimension, that ring true for eternities. We're seeing the same thing here.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Requires to do her miracles with. Well, so if we're listening to the same campaign that gets squashed every 4 years, then there is no miracle. The media that has brainwashed our society into accepting this culture of materialism would have us believe that the choices are simple. They're not easy, but they're simple. And the simple choice is that we can choose between Hillary Clinton, Democratic Party, or businessman Donald Trump, Republican Party. But what they do leave out is that those aren't the only candidates that we have to take the helm of our country. They're the only candidates they would have us believe that are available. I'll just read off a few. There's a website called politicsone.com, and in Politic One, they name off a lot of them. The America's Party, American Independent Party, Tom Hoffman of Iowa, Steve Shulman, South Carolina. The American Freedom Party, Bob Whitaker, South Carolina, Tom Bowie of Maryland. Well, there's some more. The Constitution Party of the United States, Darrell Castle of Tennessee, Scott Bradley of Utah. We heard his name a few times on RBN. And then there's the Constitution Party of Idaho. And Scott Copeland from Texas is the presidential nominee. J.R. Myers of Alaska. And then there's the Green Party, Lita Bush of Missouri, Daryl Chimney of California, oh, the Green Party.
They had a couple of good candidates a few years ago on the ballot. Independent American Party, Farley Anderson of Utah. The Libertarian Party. Well, we've heard a little bit of the Libertarian Party. Former Governor Gary Johnson from New Mexico. And the former Governor Bill Weld of Massachusetts. Well, two former governors are running for president, and yet we've not heard them on the television. What's that about? The Party of Socialism and Liberation. That's Gloria LaRive of California and Eugene Pertier of D.C. The Peace and Freedom Party, Lynn Kahn, independent Maryland. Gloria LaVera, that's her husband, I guess. The Prohibition Party, former township tax assessor Jim Hedges. He might not get a lot of votes. Let's see, and then there's the Reform Party, USA. And then there's the Socialist Party, USA. And then there's the Socialist Equality Party of USA. And then there's the Socialist Workers Party, Allison Kennedy of Illinois and Osborne Hart of Pennsylvania. These are working groups that are trying to establish some change in this political system, but they're not getting any recognition because they don't really want an informed citizenry here in this country. Veterans Party of America is another one. Chris Keniston, Texas. Deacon Taylor of Nevada. The Workers' World Party. Yeah, the Workers' World Party. Monica Moorhead of New York. Lamont Lilly of North Carolina. These are all political candidates for the head of the main offices of this country. And I can't understand why nobody is asking, where are these people on our media? We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Never changes. The 10 high principles that Gerald L.K. Smith laid out in 1956, 60 years ago, resonates as if it were said yesterday. It resonates as if it were said by a current candidate. Preserve American as a Christian nation. Expose, fight, and outlaw communism. Safeguard American liberty against the menace of bureaucratic fascism. We haven't seen that, have we? There's sarcasm there. Maintain a government set up by the majority, which abuses no minority, and is abused by no minority. What does that mean? It means we need to be republic. Protect and earmark national resources for the citizenry first. It seems like I hear that resonated recently too. And like I say, sometimes truth never does change. Citizenry first. National resources for our citizenry first. Maintain the George Washington foreign policy. Friendship with all nations. Trade with all nations. Entangling alliances with none. Getting a lot of resonance nowadays, aren't we? Oppose a world government and a super state. You know, NAFTA has done probably more damage to this nation and more damage to our
natural resources into our environment than just about any other entanglement. Yet no one's questioning how we should deal with NAFTA now. Prove that the worker, the farmer, the businessman, the veteran, the unemployed, the aged, the infirm can enjoy more abundance under the true American system than any alien system now being proposed by foreign propagandists. I've heard that a couple times. Safeguard America's tradition in relationship to immigration. This was 1956, folks. Safeguard America's tradition in relationship to immigration. We have given away our country, and we've embraced probably the most destructive forces of any nation, which is the invasion of foreign nationals. And number 10, enforce the Constitution as it pertains to our monetary system. Well, Gerald Smith has passed on, but his ideas are with us today and will be with us in the future. We don't see his face when we hear any of these points being spoken of in our national political circles. We don't see any discussion in national political circles that isn't being groomed for consumption for the control of our behavior. And we understand through previous shows that, as Edward Bernays says, that we just need to think of things a little differently. But we need to adhere to some of these principles. We need to start thinking of this election as being another of our rights that have been co-opted by the tyranny machine, by the television. Folks, the television is, in the United States at least, has become the number one device for behavior commodification, behavior control. People don't have to watch television for very long to be hypnotized, to be drawn into the monologue. It's not a dialogue. We don't talk back to the television. Oh, we might talk back to the television, but it doesn't do any good. The best relationship with the television is one of probably, I have to think of a good word for that, probably the best relationship to your television should be kind of like somebody that comes into your house and tries to modify your behavior. The television comes into your house and tells you what to eat, tells you what to drink, tells you how to behave, tells you who you should worship, tells you who you should not like, tells you when you should be afraid. The Weather Channel tells you when you should have fear. Now that the government has control of the cell phones, they can send out emergency fear messages. Isn't it strange how something that looks like a rotating cloud 200 miles from where you live can send 5 emergency messages to your cell phone while you don't have any symptoms of that weather. No, we're being programmed. We're being manipulated. We're being taught to believe that we don't have any control. We're being taught to believe that this symptom of a sick society, which is now on the television, this two-party Democon Republicat or whatever it is the manifestation of a political system that's not controlled by the big businesses. It's tyranny. It's treason. The fact that we have a candidate for president who is under investigation, criminal investigation by the FBI, and that's not being spoke of, is questionable. So what kind of principles is our culture involved in now? I don't think we have any principles anymore. I think that that we're looking for someone to show us a better way to enjoy our days off from our labor. We've been taught that we don't have to prepare food and we don't have to enjoy family dinners. We don't have to be families anymore. Or as a matter of fact, we can't be families anymore because, of course, we have too many activities that demand too much time for a family dinner, for a family evening. We spend time watching the blue flickering screen, sitting together, being brainwashed in a beta wave state of the mind. Well, maybe some of you out there have some ideas about this. This is 1-800-313-9443. Anybody would like to weigh in with a comment of how things really haven't changed in 60 years, of how the same message of 60 years ago is still relevant today. Has to be a signature of a captive state, or is it insanity? We keep expecting to change things, and we keep getting the same results. Huh, what's that a symptom of? No, we do. We keep expecting to change things, yet things stay the same. What did Mark Twain say? Change is the handmaiden nature requires to do her miracles with. Well, we can't evolve. We can't evolve as a nation until we can embrace change. We can't change until we throw off this illusion of control that we have over our government. We don't have any control over our government. They're controlling our every motion, our every thought. Our children are being trained to lose their conscience. They're being driven to a state of economic desperation that causes them to become part of the military machine. Simply for the benefits. No, our government has taken control of our society, of our culture, and the culture needs to wake up. Sam, can you play that second cut I put in there? This is a artist that I think Tom Stewart plays on.
Well, we'll certainly do our best to help you. What does the charge say on your statement?
Well, it's a
wake up, people. Got to wake up. This is time now. We need to somehow understand that no matter who you vote for, you're going to get some more government. More government. More government. Nations have no command over their governments, and in fact, no influence over them, except of a fleeting and rather ineffectual sort. That was 1898 of Mark Twain. He didn't feel like there was any way we could control this government then. You know, Gerald Smith said some things about maintaining the white race, and a lot of people misunderstand what he meant by that. He wasn't suggesting that the white race was superior. He was just suggesting that the white race have some pride, just as the black race has pride, and just as all races should have pride in themselves. We spend too much time letting others think for us. And when we do that, we open up to a lot of misunderstanding. Man's private thoughts never die, never lie. And the world's not going to stop and think. Be back in a minute.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
It's important that we put everything into a proper context, because having some context for Gerald L. K. Smith, you might think that he's alive and speaking through Donald Trump in a lot of ways. I think that the same group of people that support Donald Trump are the same group of people that resonate with Gerald Smith's 10 principles. And I depend, I guess, a lot on my father's guidance from years ago, who warned me of the Vietnam War, who warned me of participation of our government in manipulation of money. But what he gave to me was an understanding that things weren't really as they appear to be sometimes. I like to use Mark Twain to make points sometimes in this program, because he's not here to defend himself for one thing, but I think he, when he made notes, depended on future generations to carry his words. Twain felt that the combination of humor and the right combination of words was important to remember some of these ideas. And to understand what's happening, you might want to take some of his words that refer to the press. While a lot of people on this station refer to Edward Bernays as being the father of modern propaganda, I think it was before that. I think he just defined terms for it. I think he organized it into a book. But in Mark Twain's time, in the 1870s, he said, "It is a free press. There are laws to protect the freedom of the press's speech, but none that are worth anything to protect the people from the press." We need a law to protect us from the press. How can we do that? Well, right now we don't need a law to protect us from the press. What we need to do is turn that off. He said that the liberty of the press is called the palladium of freedom, which means in these days, which was then, not 1870, which means in these days, the liberty of being deceived, swindled, and humbugged by the press, and paid hugely for the deception. Today, we pay hugely for this deception. Every day. This is Captain Fred. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. See you next week.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.